pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayakhel says, "Kol chacham loy b'chem yivol yasu es kol shir tziva Hashem." Every wise man amongst you should come and do what God commands. So the pasuk is telling us that any wise man is able to build a Mishkan. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that this seems to be difficult because we know later on in the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Bezalel to build the Mishkan. So therefore, why would the Torah specifically command every single individual Jew to build the Mishkan? Additionally, another question that can be raised is, what's the significance of the Kol Chacham Lev? The Pasuk just said, Kol Chacham Bechem. Why does the Pasuk specifically use a language of the Kol Chacham Lev? So to address the first question, why the Torah specifically commands every single Chacham Lev to also build a Mishkan in addition, even though we know later that Bezalel is going to command it, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that, let's say theoretically Bezalel wouldn't have been willing to build a Mishkan. So the obligation would have been upon every single member of Klal Yisrael. That theoretically, every single Jew should have wanted to build a Mishkan. Just when they saw that Bezalel was greater than them, they should have refrained from being the actual ones to build it. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that that's true in any aspect of life, that a person should always strive to be the most, do the best. And when you see someone that's more fit, better for the role, then they should take a step back. At least a person should want and desire to fulfill that role. And I think in this vein, we can also address why it is that the Torah specifically uses the language of Kol Chacham Lev. When it comes to the Parshas of Mishkan, the Torah enumerates numerous times the idea of Chacham Lev and the idea of Nediv Lev. Why is Nediv Lev? Why not Chol Nediv? When it comes to donating to the Mishkan, the Torah should just say Chol Nediv. Why does it say Chol Nediv Lev? So our Chaim HaKadosh explains that Nediv Lev is highlighting the fact that what really matters is a person's intent. The word Lev signifies that the Kavana that the giver has is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about. And not the actual amount that they give, but the fact, the intent that they have in giving it. And I think if that's the case, and it also explains very well why the Pasuk says a lashon of Chol Chacham Lev, because the point is not that they're actually going to build the Mishkan, because we knew that Bezalel is going to build the Mishkan. But the Kol Chacham Lev, that a person wants to, it's about the person's kavana in the sense that he wants to build the Mishkan. As Moshe Feinstein explains, that a person should always want to strive to do more and fulfill bigger roles, even though he's not going to actually practically do so. So therefore, the Torah is using the language of Kol Chacham Lev to highlight the fact that, yeah, practically speaking, they weren't going to do it, but Kol Chacham Lev, a person should want to have the kavana to build the Mishkan, that a person should want to have the kavana to fulfill and to strive to achieve greater heights. So I think the lesson that we can learn from the sixth parsha, from the Kol Chacham Lev, is that whenever there's a role that needs to be fulfilled, we should always strive to want to fulfill that role. And just when we see it, we know that someone's more capable, someone's going to be better from it, we should take a step back. But at least we should have the kavana, we should always want to help, even if practically we're not going to be able to do so.